I cannot remember a time when people were so likely to take offence. Or rather, what comes to the same thing, when we were more edgily aware of the risk of giving it. Being offended is far from being a passive or even reactive state of feeling. In speaking of taking offence, our language recognises that being offended is actually a chance to go on the offensive, in contrast to a kiss or a right cross, which must be given before they can be received. Taking offence is an inaugural act. You cannot be said to have given offence unless it has first been taken. Now, I know all too well what it's like to offend someone, but I find it almost impossible to attach any content to the feeling of being offended. It's not that I'm too soggily tolerant to be offended by anything, it's that I honestly don't know what being offended is meant to feel like. What's more, and of course, no offence, but I don't think anyone does, because offence is always vicarious. It's always felt or claimed on behalf of some other putatively injured party. Being offended is therefore not something you feel at all, but something you do. It's a decision, a demand, a claim to entitlement and, of course, reparation. So, why do people insist that they feel offended? It's surely because if you recognise that active demand involved in taking offence, then you might need to take responsibility for it. Whereas, if you can persuade yourself and others that you were the helpless victim of an offence that has been gratuitously done to you, then you can seem to have no choice in what you say and do in response. And oh yes, to have no choice, to be able deliciously to conceal from ourselves the choices we have always made, and to give them the force of fatality, that is our deepest and saddest craving.